With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A 28-year-old woman is busted on suspicion of driving under the influence after a car with three children inside allegedly slammed into three parked cars on Wednesday. The crash on Seaview Road, just west of Knott Street, was called in shortly before 7 p.m. Once on the scene, police noted the damage. Luckily, no injuries were reported. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service has officers did a breath test, netting a, quote, positive result, and she was arrested. One of the three children in the car was riding unsecured in the lap of another adult in the front seat. The vehicle's documents were also expired. Police need your help to track down a missing 20-year-old. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service's Karen Parchment was reported missing on Thursday, and there is, quote, reason to be concerned for his welfare. He was last seen at the Georgetown waterfront wearing a burgundy shirt and black shorts, and you can find his picture at radiokman.gov.ky. If you spot him or know where he is, you're asked to call 911 immediately. Members of the public are being invited to pay their final respects to former MP Austin Harris as he lies in state at the House of Parliament later today. Radio Cayman's Chevy Ebanks reports.
From 10 a.m. this morning until 12:30 p.m., the public can file past the casket in the Parliament to pay their respects as an official guard and parliamentary officers stand watch. Today's observance follows a flag-lowering ceremony at a government administration building attended by the governor, senior officials, parliamentarians, and members of Mr. Harris's family. Government says the ceremonial events recognize Mr. Harris's contribution to the government and people of the Cayman Islands, both in the House and in wider community life. An official funeral service will be held on Sunday afternoon at the Church of God Chapel on Walker's Road. Chevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
In other news, after spending Thursday in Grand Cayman, the impressive five-mast windsurf is in Cayman Brac today. I spoke with Department of Tourism Director Rosa Harris about the visit by one of the world's largest sailing cruise ships.
Windstar Cruises specializes in intimate yacht-style cruising, carrying far fewer guests than mainstream cruise ships and prioritizing immersive destination experiences.
And this isn't the first time that Windstar has visited the Cayman Islands.
The Cayman Islands was featured in Windstar's Caribbean itineraries for many years, reflecting on our appeal and high-value, experience-driven travelers. The cruise line itineraries often highlight both Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac, showcasing more of the destination beyond a single port stop.
So yesterday, folks in Grand Cayman got this really cool view of the five-mast sailing ship in the port. What's going on today?
Today, it calls into Cayman Brac as a part of its Stars of the Greater Antilles voyage.
And why is it a good thing to have these sort of more boutique events happening in the Cayman Islands?
The line's presence supports our strategy to continue attracting smaller luxury vessels that deliver strong per-visitor spend while maintaining destination quality and community balance.
Now, as part of today's visit, Cemetery Pier, Scott's Dock, and Ramp in Cayman Brac is closed to accommodate Windsurf's visit. Now, with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with David Harper. The United States has told the Artificial Intelligence Summit in Delhi that it will not accept global governance of AI, but allies can reap the benefits if they partner with the US. Washington's position is in sharp contrast to calls from many global tech executives and political leaders for tighter regulation of AI. Japan's Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi has promised big government spending and consumption tax cuts to increase economic growth in her first policy speech since her landslide election victory. Ms. Takaichi also said she would boost defense capabilities in response to China's intensifying military activity. BBC analysis shows that the high death rate of Russian soldiers in the Ukraine war is having the greatest impact on villages and small towns. Two-thirds of nearly 190,000 Russian soldiers killed in Ukraine and identified by the BBC came from rural areas. Spain will ask the European Union to lift sanctions against Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez. Its foreign minister said Venezuela is moving in the right direction after Ms. Rodriguez signed an amnesty law to free hundreds of political prisoners. BBC News.